My guest at this time is Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho. He represents the Sunshine State's 3rd Congressional District, and he was reelected last month to another 2-year term from his constituents. We want to get his thoughts now as Congress heads into what has become an annual tradition, much to the chagrin of Congressman Yoho and others, and that is lame duck spending priorities and legislation that has to be done before the end of the year. And, sir, thanks very much for being with us.
Greg, appreciate you having me on, and these are good topics that need to be talked about.
Well, you and I have certainly talked in recent years about some of the frustrations about what type of omnibus legislation has emerged in these continuing resolutions. How much different is the scenario now that there will be a new president in a month and a half from now?
You know, I can tell you the enthusiasm and excitement up here of getting things done is higher than I've ever seen. I'm finishing up my second term, which is 4 years, and the optimism is tremendous. Even the members that have served under Bush said they haven't ever seen it like this. So I think you're going to see a lot of good things. We had Mr. Mike Pence come in, and it was the Thursday before Thanksgiving, and he says, I hope you guys are holding on and you're ready to work, because this guy that is going to be president is unlike anybody you've ever worked with before. He's got unlimited energy. And we want to roll back the majority, if not all, of the executive orders. We want to repeal and replace Obamacare, and we want to adapt the tax reforms that the Republican has teed up and ready to go. And he goes, we're going to do that all in one of the first 100 days. And he goes, this is going to be exciting. So I think you're going to see a lot of stuff happen and move away from, you know, the omnibuses and all that, hopefully.
So what do you need to do before then? Because right now, funding does not last until Trump takes office. So what do you need to do, and what priorities do you want to see included in this legislation?
Well, I think the biggest thing is, you know, we've got to fund the government. We run out December 9th, and so we're going to do some type of short-term funding mechanism, a CR more than likely, sometime probably into March, which is kind of a double-edged sword then, because then you have to refund the government, and you also have the debt ceiling debate that we'll have to have. And that's a lot for a new president to take over, but it's something we're going to have to address. The other things that will be done are like the NDAA, which is the National Defense Authorization Act, that will give a pay raise to our military, active military, 2.1%, I believe it is, which is one of the largest raises they've ever gotten. And they deserve it. They're defending this country. That is something that we'll be voting on tomorrow, I believe it is. And so that kind of bill will be out there, and it's a must-pass bill. And so I think you'll see that. But moving forward from this year forward, our goal is to get away from the budget fight and the authorizations and the appropriations of 12 different bills and get beyond that and really deal with the things that's going to consume this country as far as our debt, and that's Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, retirement programs, and the interest on our debt.
Well, the entitlements and the interest are certainly major portions of what the federal government dishes out every year. I remember last year at the time of the omnibus, Congressman, there was a lot of nose holding and a lot of Republicans ultimately voted for the omnibus, and it ended up funding things like tax dollars for Planned Parenthood, like sanctuary cities, and some of these other things that have been very, very controversial and certainly very unpopular about Republicans. But with the back against the wall and worried about a government shutdown, these things tend to get funded. Are we going to have that same fight, even if it's only temporarily here in the coming days?
We're going to continue to have that fight until we get away from not getting a budget, authorizations, and appropriations done, that process called regular order. Until we accomplish that, you're going to have these fights, and our goal, again, is to get away from that. I know one of the things the president proposed is to put more money in there for refugee resettlement into the billions of dollars, and that's just a non-starter. You know, we need to relook at all these programs and kind of redefine what the federal government should be doing, and that's our goal with this new president.
One other piece of legislation, among others, passed in this lame duck session, and that's one that you brought forward back in September. It's designed to streamline the process, essentially, for veterans. Explain what happened in that legislation.
Yeah, I feel really good about this. We had a great team put this together, and it's interesting because when we introduced this bill, those outside organizations said it had zero chance of passing. And, you know, we have a great team up here and down in the district, and they worked this bill, and you know, it passed. And what it does is basically it's customer service for our veterans. You know, right now a claim, even with a congressional office to do an inquiry to the VA system, whether it's at the regional office, it may take months to years to get a response. This bill allows our caseworkers that are working with our veterans, and keep in mind, the veteran has come to us, asked us to intervene and check on the status of a claim or help them get a rating change. So they've signed a privacy form. We're on a secured network just like the VA uses. This gives us read-only access to that particular veteran's case that we're working on so that we can report back to them. Instead of having to wait months or a year to get a report back, we can say your report is here, you didn't sign it, you didn't date it, and so we can intervene without interfering with the VA system. We can just say you need to resubmit this and do that. And so bottom line is it's customer service that will expedite the claims process quicker and get better customer service for our veterans. I'm excited about it.
In our last couple of minutes here, Congressman, let's go back to some of the things you were talking about earlier and the Republican commitment going forward with majorities in the House and Senate and soon to have a Republican president to really buckle down and deal with entitlements, deal with deficit spending, obviously. The last time Republicans had all three, the White House, the Senate, and the House, was the right after President Bush was reelected. And things didn't go so well. There was just as much spending. There were other factors that led into the Democrats winning back the majority on both sides of the Hill that year. You weren't there, so it's not your fault. But what do you take away from that experience and your own priorities to make sure that you accomplish what you hope to accomplish here?
The biggest thing is to have a common vision and goal that you're trying to accomplish. And we're at a point in this country where in 5 to 10 years, our mandatory spending is going to consume over 20% of what we spend as a nation, 20% or 80%. It's going to consume over 80%. We'll be at a situation like Greece, Spain, Portugal, to where the crisis or the situation dictates what you have to do as far as austerity measures and the reforms you have to make in programs. We have time to be proactive and change that, and that's what I see this Republican conference and Congress will do that the one in the past didn't do. They ignored the problems that's going to consume this nation. And, you know, we've talked to Paul Ryan. We've laid out a plan out of our office, and we're going to really promote that. And this is something that it's not a Republican issue or a Democratic issue. This is an issue that's going to affect every American. If we, the people in government that are representing the people, don't get a hold of this, these issues aren't going to go away, and we have to be proactive. And I think you'll see them come together and do this.
Any sneak previews on how you plan to tackle entitlements? Bush in 2005 tried to deal with Social Security and got smacked down really from both parties. Donald Trump, while he wants to change a lot of things, has said he really doesn't plan to touch Medicare and Social Security. So what exactly does Speaker Ryan and others have in mind here?
Well, you know, everybody's aware of the problem. If we don't deal with the problem will consume us. Again, we're going to 80% mandatory spending, and that's Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, retirement programs. One of the things that's mandatory spending is $88 million to save the wild horses out west. Now, I'm a veterinarian, worked on horses all my life. I'm very cognizant and want to take care of the horses, but it shouldn't be mandatory spending. There's so many things that we can go through. Entitlement reforms, and I don't consider Social Security an entitlement. You're entitled to that money because you paid into it, but we've got people receiving Social Security benefits that have never paid into it. We've got people from different countries that are getting SSDI insurance, Social Security Disability Insurance. And so these things have to be looked at, and then you take the fraud and abuse out of these things and these programs. There's billions of dollars that can be saved by doing some very simple things and fixing the low-hanging fruit or picking it and refining the system. So those are entitlement reforms that can be done without hurting anybody. And then we have to look at the bigger picture. And again, if we don't address this issue, every American will be hurt 5 to 10 years from now. And so we need to kind of just act like adults and say, these are the problems, this is the fix, and we're going to do it. And I think you're going to see people come together on that.
Well, there's certainly a ticking clock when it comes to the insolvency on some of these programs. So, Congressman, we'll be watching closely what happens here in the lame duck session, and then, of course, what happens in the new Congress and the new presidency. Thanks for your time, as always.
All right, Greg, appreciate it.
Florida Republican Congressman Ted Yoho represents his state's 3rd congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.